Rich Cole. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello, everyone. It's Drew Badger. This is Big Scary News for episode 211. Goodness, we've been putting this out for a while, and we're going to kick things off with this from Biohazard Con, coming to Sacramento, California. Biohazard Con is Northern California's zombie video gaming and horror convention spawning this fall, Saturday, October 16th at the Scottish Rite Center in Sacramento. Biohazard Con will feature a carefully curated vendor hall featuring horror and video games, vendors, panels, and Q&As with the top gaming talent in the country, as well as a lounge full of vintage horror arcade games, featuring game developers, voiceover talents, game writers, and more. If you love horror and video gaming, you don't want to miss Biohazard Con, brought to you by the creators of Sinister Creature Con. For vendor opportunities, email biohazardcon@gmail.com. Special guests, ticket packages, and more are coming soon. Get more info at biohazardcon.com. We have this news from the American Horrorplex in Louisville, Kentucky. We are hosting our second annual Media Night. Media Night is a VIP experience for well-established, professionally certified, and accredited media outlets to get the true American Horrorplex experience. This includes, but is not limited to, print media, radio, television, online publishing, social media blogs like Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube, and podcasts. To RSVP for this special event, visit their Facebook page, facebook.com/horrorplexky. We have this news from Castle Blood Haunted Attraction in Monessen, Pennsylvania. We're looking for a few new creepy cool actors to join our theatrical cast that come from all over North America. Interviews are happening now. Please visit castleblood.com/join and read all about it. Then drop us a note and let's show you a new way to enjoy Halloween. We have this news from the 4th annual Pumpkin Hollow Runnin' Scared event in Piggott, Arkansas. Have you ever wanted to run from zombies through a haunted cemetery at night? Who hasn't? If so, we have the perfect race for you. Come out and join us on Saturday, September 18th for Pumpkin Hollow's 4th annual Runnin' Scared 5K. Runners and walkers of all paces are welcome. We'll make sure everyone is safe and sound before we put the zombies to bed. Sign up online. Race day registration will also be held from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Deadline to be guaranteed a race shirt is September 2nd, and our shirt design will be featured soon. All proceeds will go to the NEA Food Bank and Hall and Gravel Hill Cemetery. If you would like to be a sponsor or volunteer, send an email to runninscared5k@gmail.com. Or send a message to Pumpkin Hollow, facebook.com/pumpkinhollow, or pumpkinhollow.com. We have an update to Days of the Dead coming to Atlanta. It is with great pleasure that we announce the addition of actress Serena Vincent to the guest roster to Days of the Dead Atlanta, happening August 27th through the 29th at the Sheraton Atlanta Hotel. Serena Vincent is best likely remembered by horror fans as her role as Marcy in Eli Roth's Cabin Fever, She's also known for playing Maya, the Yellow Ranger, in Power Rangers Lost Galaxy, as well as appearing in such films as It Waits, Not Another Teen Movie, and Return to House on Haunted Hill. Many others, indeed. For more information, visit daysofthedead.com. We have this news from Funko, and this comes to us via movieweb.com. Halloween is almost here. In a few short weeks, the spooky season will be upon us. Have you started planning out your costume this year? You may want to look into Funko Inch's newest Funko Pop product. These aren't the vinyl figures, however. These are masks that look like your favorite Funko Pop figure. A line of Halloween characters Funko calls Funkoween are coming just in time for the spooky season this year. These new Pop figures include the iconic clown from the movie It, Ash from Evil Dead, a new version of everyone's favorite Cheshire Cat from the Disney classic Alice in Wonderland, and many more. Not only have they revealed the new Pop line, they've revealed the next costume for this Halloween season. Funko has announced a line of masks that resemble your favorite iconic punk Funko Pops. Now you can look like Batman, Stay Puft from the Ghostbusters, and many, many more. We have this from the Zombie Trail Paintball in Humboldt, Tennessee. Well, it's almost that time of year again. We've already been preparing for another great zombie trail, paintball, and corn maze season. This year's calendar will be ready soon and it will be posted ASAP. Zombie Trail Paintball and Corn Maze is absolutely family friendly. It is not scary. All ages have a great time. There are many live zombies, but they're just targets for your glow-in-the-dark paintballs flying at 250 feet per second. They make no attempt to scare, just to entertain. We will have one night at this group night that we're only opening to groups of 10 or more that make a reservation. Groups are always welcome, but that one night is the only one that we will have control of your wait time. It'll be Wednesday night, October 20th, as many youth groups, business offices, and teams take advantage of that night. Give us a call anytime between now and mid-September to make your reservation. All other nights are first come, first serve. And a fast pass is available. We can't wait for October 1st because that's opening night and we hope to see you there. For more information and to make those reservations, zombietrailpaintball.com. We have an update from the Dead Convention coming to Fort Wayne, Indiana. Dead Con welcomes Danny Trejo to our 2021 lineup this October 15th through the 17th at the Grand Wayne Convention Hall in Fort Wayne. Danny has been busy with a few projects lately, like the New American Horror Stories that just came out. Get more information about DeadCon at deadconvention.com. There's a little music news from Wednesday 13. Attention folks! Due to the ever-changing landscape, including the ongoing uncertainty with travel restrictions, we have taken the heartbreaking decision to postpone our headline tour to 2022. Dates will be announced as soon as possible, and all tickets will remain valid. Sincerely, Wednesday 13. Keep up with any and all updates at their website, officialwednesday13.com. We got this news from the Ohio Haunters Association regarding the Dent Schoolhouse in Cincinnati. This comes via Maximus Bryant. Hello, Haunters of Ohio. I am writing to you on behalf of the Dent Schoolhouse in Cincinnati to invite you and your haunt crew to attend a special night. The Dent Schoolhouse has become a haunted attraction, or has been a haunted attraction, for 25 seasons, and to celebrate, the Dent Schoolhouse crew is holding a Haunter Night. This night is designed to thank the haunt industry and community for all their support and have a fun night of haunting. Haunter Night is September 30th from 7:30 to 10 p.m. Admission for haunters will only be $13 a ticket, and that includes entrance to the Dent Schoolhouse. To receive a Haunter Night discount, guests will have to wear their haunt swag. Show us your jackets, beanies, t-shirts, hoodies, etc. Be proud of your haunt and show it off. Tickets must be purchased on site at the box office. Cash only, but there'll be ATMs on site. The schoolhouse is working on several giveaways. Several lucky fellow haunters will win some Dent swag just for coming to the schoolhouse that night. We hope that you'll come September 30th, that's a Thursday, and celebrate with us. We also wish the best of luck to you as you continue your preparations for your haunt season and for the haunt season itself. Happy haunting! Get more information at facebook.com/groups/OHHaunts. Sounds fun. We have this update from the Red Vein Haunted House in Richmond, Virginia. We're open 12 nights starting Saturday, September 25th and every weekend in October through Halloween. More big updates and surprises to come as we gear up for the best haunt season yet. Tickets are going on sale very soon and we have a brand new website we're launching in the coming weeks. Keep up with those updates at facebook.com/redveinhaunt. And finally, we have a little sad news from Dracula's Domain Haunted Attraction in Jackson, New Jersey. It is with an incredibly grateful yet heavy heart that we come to you to announce that after nearly a century of wonderful memories, our family has decided the time has come to sell our beloved farm. As a result of the sale, we will be permanently closing one of its most treasured features, Dracula's Domain. We must thank our amazing employees for their dedication to providing the best scares and fearful fun to everyone who passed through our attractions. Without them, our success would not have been possible. We also want to thank our loyal customers near and far for their fearless patronage and support throughout the years. The fall season will never be the same for us, but we are happy knowing we were a part of your haunt season for over 20 years. Happy haunting. That wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, you know we love doing interviews here on The Big Scary News. Most of the time I get them when I'm at various conventions or over the phone or something like that, but I am honored and privileged to be able to speak to some guys who come on our show fairly regularly. If you've been following the social medias in the past week, a lot of things have been happening with Midnight Syndicate. So in a really weird coincidence, we actually had them scheduled to come talk here, and some things have been happening. So we are talking with Midnight Syndicate tonight. I also have Meat Hook Jim with us. Meat Hook Jim, how are you, sir?
Doing great, Drew. Doing great. I'm glad to be on Big Scary News. I get there every once in a while, so...
Yeah. We just had too much stuff going on. I couldn't do it by myself. So since you're the producer and all that good stuff, we thought we'd throw you a bone and let you come on the show. No, seriously, we're very glad you're here. But as I just mentioned, Midnight Syndicate has been coming out with a lot of news of late. So we thought we'd better talk to Ed Douglas and Gavin Goska up in the Cleveland area. Gentlemen, welcome back to the show. And especially, I believe, your first time on Big Scary News.
Thanks so much. Good to be here.
Absolutely.
Guys, to say it's been an interesting year would be a complete understatement. Back at Transworld, Ed, we spoke briefly about some things that you had coming down the pike. And I believe the first big thing that you had talked about was that Midnight Syndicate was releasing a series of music videos. How have those been received?
Well, yeah, it's very exciting. You know, we wanted to make sure that when we released the live album, Live Shadows, that we gave some people some that hadn't seen the Midnight Syndicate shows something to watch so they could feel like more part of it and experience it beyond just the music on Live Shadows. And so we've released these music videos, one for each of the shows that we've done to date. And it's been really cool, the reaction to that, especially for all the people that haven't been able to get over to Northeastern Ohio during the Halloween months.
Now, last year, of course, there was no live shows. I mean, I'm not sure Cedar Point had a Halloween event. They may have, but I don't recall. But in the meantime, you just touched on it as well. The live album, Live Shadows, came out earlier this year. That's a fantastic album and really captures the essence of your shows and things. How has that been received?
Really well, really well. I think, Gavin, we were pretty excited about that album.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, it's, the funny thing, we're recording shows, over the years and stuff, more for our own reference. They were never really intended to be released to the public. And then when this idea came up of, hey, since we have the ability to work on it now, let's consider maybe doing a live album. We started pulling recordings and it's like, wow, actually these are actually really good. I mean, the quality was usable enough, not on everything. I mean, there's a number of songs that we both would have wanted to have appear on that, but, just the quality didn't quite measure up, but, just really, really glad and grateful that it was what it was, because that's the entire reason why that album exists is, that the recordings were usable enough,
I have to ask, you put on multiple shows a day for at least 3 or 4 years. How many different tracks of the same song did you have to go through to pick out, quote unquote, the perfect one for that album? And how many times did you listen to each one over and over again?
I'm trying to remember now. I don't think it wasn't ridiculous. It wasn't like hundreds of takes or anything where you're just hearing the same song, 40,000 different times or anything. And some of them you could tell right away. It's like, okay, there's a glitch in the audio. It cuts off, maybe we made a mistake. Not that that ever happens, of course, but on the odd chance it could happen, so some of them kind of filtered themselves out. And then there's those standout performances where it's like, okay, that was a really good performance. The vocalist sounded phenomenal or everything just clicked or whatever. So I don't remember it wasn't too crazy or anything,
Yeah. We didn't record, there were only certain nights that we recorded each of the years, just, so it wasn't, I wish we had recorded more, because then we would have probably been able to get just a few of the songs that we weren't able to get on there.
Yeah.
How about as far as the audience reaction? I mean, is there live music is there live audience reaction after each song like you hear on traditional albums? Is it the audience, or was it piped in, or both, or neither?
It was the audience. We only included that on a couple of tracks. I think we felt that it would have been, because of the disparate shows and the recording quality, the sound of the different halls, because the first year we did that show was in the Good Time Theater. It was massive. It has kind of a different sound acoustically. And then the other shows we've been doing in the Jack Aldrich Theater, which is a lot more intimate and small and everything. So that played a big role. And, I think we just felt that we didn't need to have like the reaction after every single song. You want to kind of establish it as a live album. So the opening track, there's kind of an intro track, but then after that, the first real track has audience after it. And then the last track has quite a bit of a reaction on it, which was awesome.
Nice. Jim, you and I have seen a couple of their live shows together even. I'm curious if anything we saw, because I know we saw at least one or two shows each time we were there. I wonder if any of those made the album.
Who knows? Interesting.
Who knows? But guys, we're recording this on Tuesday, and Big Scary News comes out on Thursday, but you guys dropped a bombshell today. We'll just go ahead and say that, and whether it was Cedar Point that dropped it or whether it was you guys that dropped it, but I guess it's breaking news that you're revealing here on Big Scary News regarding Cedar Point 2021.
Yes,
we yes.
will officially be back to perform at Halloweekends this year. Woohoo!
Yes, I'm very, very excited about that. So it's neat because if you enjoyed Live Shadows or the videos that we've been doing and you want to see it for yourself, you'll have plenty of opportunities this year if you happen to be in the Ohio region or want to make a trip up to Cedar Point's Halloween weekends, because the shows start September 17th and go all the way to Halloween. And this year in October, we're actually doing shows on Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. So we're probably doing 30% more shows than we've ever done before. And that's just going to give people a lot of different dates and times to come and check out the show. And hopefully they will. It's we're excited. What we're doing is we're bringing back one of our most immersive and definitely one of our most intense shows, 2018's Conspiracy of Shadows. So it's just one of our most popular shows. And so Cedar Point asked if we would bring that back and re-envision it for 2021. So that's what we're going to be doing. So the 2018 Conspiracy of Shadows show is what we're going to be riffing off of, as it were.
You know, I was going to say, I'm really excited about this, Ed, because I unfortunately missed 2018.
I heard that from a few people, actually, that was the year they missed. It's like, oh, man, you know.
It was the year I wasn't able to make it as well.
Right. So, oh, wow.
You're in for a treat if you can see this one.
Jerry saw the show, and he said it was unbelievable.
It is. This show is very immersive.
It really intense.
Is. It really is, and it's fun, and especially as haunters, as you guys are, you're really going to get a charge out of this. This show, absolutely. Of all the shows that we've done, I think that this is the one you'll get the biggest charge out of. That's just my, I'm not trying to hype it up, but for haunters, it's fun for haunters, I think.
Will this be the same set designs and the same songs and the same video that we've come to expect, or will there be some minor tweaks or updates for this year?
Oh, golly, Drew, I don't know if we're at liberty to say that. Say anything about that. Just keeping things dark and mysterious, dude.
Yeah.
But I will say it is the show, you know. The core of the show is definitely the 2018 show. So not to like we're not reimagining the whole thing. No.
Oh, fantastic. Jim, I sense road trip in our sometime in October.
Yeah.
For us.
I'm already working on planning it, so yes.
How many of those interviews we've done inside that Aldridge Theater, just hanging out, or at the theaters?
At least three or four. That's fantastic. And the one at the Good Time, too, was fantastic as well.
Yeah.
Now, it was the set designed by Jason Blazak and others from Screamline, and what can people expect at this one? Again, I didn't see this one, so
I have no
idea what it looks like.
Jason really went to town on the set for this one. Probably is some of his most involved set design, and yeah, he's back and doing it, and he got some new stuff for us. So the set has changed. That is one thing that's slightly different. That should be an improvement. We're trying to find ways to take the show and make it better. And so, Jason's got some new stuff coming at.
Well, having seen shows early in the day and later at night, I don't know how you can improve upon those. You know, Jim and I know we went to in 14, and I believe we went in 17 and saw multiple shows and just saw the evolution of you guys. And again, I saw you guys in 19 too, and you didn't have a show last year. So, you know, just the way everything differed every year and the way everything was put together, and I am now really, really stoked. And yes, again, I'm going to have to drive from Charlotte to Sandusky at some point during the season and check you guys out. And hopefully it won't be as crowded as that day in 19 where I think even Gavin was late and they actually closed the... Your singer was late. She couldn't get through the traffic. That's right.
Yeah. You were there on that fateful day, and we did
that was the day they closed the doors.
Yes, that made the news, and we had to do a little improvising, which, you know, was fantastic, and, you know.
Now, Cedar Point is celebrating their 150th anniversary. Will there be any type of incorporating that celebration into your show?
Not as much for this one, but we have show ideas for future shows.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent. And I guess the other thing that you came out with, I believe it was this week, you have announced that your new EP Bloodlines is coming out, I believe, very, very soon. What can you tell us about Bloodlines?
Yeah, that's that hits on Friday, actually, August 20th. Bloodlines is actually, we're calling it like a mini album. It's actually in between EP length and like an album length. And it's basically a prequel to The 13th Hour. So it expands on that storyline and kind of goes over some things that happened before The 13th Hour and ties into it rather nicely.
Now, when you say prequel, I mean, are we talking like days, years, minutes before the time frame of The 13th? Or how does that work out?
We always like to leave that up to the imagination. I don't think we even set like a definite like a timeline on it.
No, it can work. It's best that we leave it up to the listener.
Yeah.
And I'll be very interested in hearing what people say once they listen to this. And if they happen to listen to this album and roll it right into The 13th Hour, just be curious to see I'll be curious to hear what they're seeing.
That was one of the things that we kind of were very conscious of going into the writing and recording of it is how does this work against the 13th hour? You know, is it going to be so much of a difference where you can't listen to one and then the other one? And I know we made a lot of efforts to kind of make it a smooth, consistent listening experience, which is weird because that album was done, what was it, 2005? You know, it's a while ago. So to go back and kind of put yourself in that headspace where your writing was at and, you know, the instrument choices and everything, I mean, you know, things happen in between and you kind of develop and stuff. And you almost have to like rewind and kind of just go back in time and say, okay, what was my mindset back then, you know?
Is there any particular movie we have to watch while playing this and everything lines up kind of like Pink Floyd and The Wizard of Oz?
I love it. That's awesome. I love that.
Oh, we got to come up with something. And your next album should do that. You should say, hey, watch this movie and listen to the tunes and very interesting things will start happening.
I think that's a good idea. I love it.
You're welcome, by the way. I only want 2% of the royalties. We can discuss that off the air, of course.
Very nice.
I've got to say that I'm excited to hear Bloodlines because 13th Hour is my favorite album.
Nice.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I think it's safe to say that for both of us, it's definitely up there in the echelons of like favorite works and stuff.
Yeah, it's and it's funny too because way back when I actually won the 13th hour in a contest on Facebook. Ed, do you remember that?
Oh my gosh, were we doing a giveaway on Facebook?
Yeah, back in like 2008.
Oh my gosh, was that for the costume, the pictures?
The pictures, yes.
Yes, and you gave me yes, I do remember the picture that you sent.
Right.
That was for you when you were down at Kings Island, right?
Yeah, I was working at Kings Island at the time. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. 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 I do remember that. Yeah. No, the 13th Hour is a very special album for a lot of people, and it is our best selling album. People really love it. But we love it too, and so I think it's why it's just very easy to pick that one. And do a prequel for that particular album.
Yeah, it suggests a lot of, you know, there's a lot of room to kind of play with ideas and expand things out and, you know.
Hopefully it'll spark people's imaginations when they hear it. I'll be like, oh. Because it definitely adds a different element. Adds more fuel for the story or these characters.
Well, I can't tell you how many times I've seen haunters or talked to haunters and say, you know, what do you do to get fired up before you start working in the haunt that night. And so many people say, I listen to you guys. And that always puts people in the mood, whether or not the haunt actually plays the music or not. And if you're a haunt owner not playing their music, why not? But you should definitely. And it does fire up a lot of people. You know, when I was a an actor at Scarewinds, another Cedar Fair park these days.
Yeah.
You know, that was constantly playing in the makeup room. So at least in our corner, because that was just something that kind of got you in that dark kind of mood. And you're just like, oh, I can't wait to get out there and wet some pants on some people. So always fun. You say this this album is coming out, or not quite an EP, is coming out on August 20th. Where will it be available? Will it be available on your website, streaming? Will there be a physical CD or an album, vinyl or otherwise? How can people get a hold of it?
We would, if you go to the Midnight Syndicate website, or you know, Instagram or Facebook or anything, we have a link tree set up. But if you go to the front page of Midnight Syndicate, you'll see a link right there on the front that says pre-save or pre-order Bloodlines. And right there, when you click on that link, it'll give you all the options to purchase the CD version from us or from Amazon or from another vendor, or stream it from all the different streams, or buy it digitally, or do this pre-save thing, which is this thing that Spotify does, which is just wild, because basically if you go in there and you using that link that on our front page, you just pre-save the album, and the second that it comes out on Friday, it'll just automatically appear in your Spotify queue.
Oh wow,
pretty amazing.
That is,
you can give it listen. Amazing. You can listen to it at like 12:02. on Friday if you want, by simply pre-saving it on to your Spotify playlist. And again, all those links are available right on the front page of our website. You'll see Big Bloodlines album cover, and it says pre-save, pre-order it here. Click on that, you'll be good to go.
Obviously COVID's been, you know, firing up the creative juices for you guys, I guess, with all this new stuff going on. Surely with everything we've talked about since Transworld and tonight and back when you were on the round table, you guys couldn't have anything else coming out the rest of the year, right? I guess you're ready to have a nice long extended break other than playing at Cedar Point. That was kind of an interesting laugh.
We are not done. We still have yet at least one more major announcement.
Oh, fantastic.
And some other stuff too. Like, oh, maybe it's more than one. We're not done.
Keep track, isn't it? This year's been like,
no, we went really from like nuts. Last year was the crate. Oh, yeah, just wow. But it's been really exciting. Yeah. And our goal is to hopefully provide something to every single Midnight Syndicate fan that they've been asking for. When we looked at the end of the last year, Midnight Syndicate fans were asking for all sorts of things, you know, whether it was like missing the show or wanting new material or other things. And we are trying to oblige all of them by delivering on everything that the fans have been asking for. It's all coming this year. We didn't spread it out. It's all literally coming in 2021. And even more specifically, it's all coming between June and November of 2021, the craziest 5 months of the Midnight Syndicate story. Definitely right here.
Don't forget, there is also that holiday that comes a couple of months after Halloween that we won't mention, but you know, all this stuff you've talked about so far would obviously make great gifts for any of those haunters. So once again, you know, whether they want to go back and check out your entire catalog from Vampire to Children of the Night to, you know, 13th Hour to, you know, Legends, Monsters and Legends, I believe is the name of it. And
yep.
The new stuff, you know, where can people get more information? Maybe they can get some more information about your performance at Cedar Point this year, the videos, the live album, the new EP, the old albums, everything Midnight Syndicate, and keep up with what appears to be a teaser that you just mentioned. Where's the best places on websites and social medias for people to get that information?
Definitely MidnightSyndicate.com, because we have a news section right down at the bottom there that will go over all the stuff that we've just talked about here. But the Midnight Syndicate website is now absolutely completely up to date, and where you're going to get all the stuff. We're very active on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. So you'll see all this information flashing on up there as well. So we're doing our best to keep everything super up to date. And as soon as we're allowed to announce things, we are going ahead and doing that and sharing it with everybody. And I know it's been really exciting.
Very nice. Jim, anything else before we wrap this up?
Yeah, I'm going to have to slap you, Badger.
Why?
Because the album is called Born of the Night, not
Chill. Born of the Night. Sorry. I'm thinking Bela Lugosi. Boom. And that's actually my favorite track.
Bad Badger.
Sorry. And fun fact, it is in my will that song is played at my funeral.
Oh, nice.
Wow. So,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, you know, I'm sure I'm not the only person that has Midnight Syndicate playing at their memorial service. So that will be very interesting. But once again, folks, MidnightSyndicate.com. Look for them on all the socials, their website. Everything is up to date. On behalf of Ed Douglas and Gavin Goska, thank you so much for talking with us here. Jim, it is always a pleasure to have you here as well. Once again, folks, this is Drew Badger, and this is the Big Scary News.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, bigscaryshow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.